USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Representative Ilhan Omar is insinuating that her proposed removal from the House Foreign Affairs Committee is motivated by bigotry.
I'm not making any accusations. I'm just laying out the facts. You remember Marjorie Taylor Greene coming to Congress after Rashida and I got sworn in and saying Muslims are infiltrating Congress. You remember Boebert saying that I was a terrorist. What did McCarthy do? He said she apologized and we don't have to worry about her Islamophobia.
Appearing on CNN State of the Union, the Minnesota congresswoman accused some members of the GOP of not believing a Muslim should be on the committee or in Congress at all. Two senators from opposing parties are in agreement on one topic. Congress needs to know more about the discovery of classified documents.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's disturbed by the amount of information the media has about the classified documents that keep turning up versus what Congress knows.
The only people who are not allowed to know what was in there are congressional oversight committees. So this is an untenable situation that I think has to be resolved.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Rubio was joined by Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
Our job's not to figure out if somebody mishandled those, but our job is to make sure there's not an intelligence compromise.
Both said they were getting pushback from the Justice Department since the documents are part of an ongoing investigation. I'm John Schaefer.
Police in New Jersey are stepping up security at synagogues after a man wearing a ski mask tried to burn one down early Sunday. Security video shows a man walking up to the synagogue with a Molotov cocktail, lighting it, and then throwing it out the door. There was no damage as the device didn't work. Three former Twitter executives are set to appear before a House Oversight Committee next month. Their testimony will concern the social media company's decision to censor the New York Post's article on Hunter Biden's laptop in the weeks leading up to the 2020 election. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says the press knows more about the classified documents found in the possession of current and former members of the executive branch than Congress.
There isn't a day that goes by that there isn't some media report about what was found where, what some sort of characterization of the material in the press.
He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Representative Mike Turner called the mishandling of classified documents, quote, a systematic problem. The Ohio Republican told ABC's This Week those papers should be kept even more secure. Actress Annie Wershing is dead at the age of 45. Her publicist confirmed her passing Sunday following a 2020 cancer diagnosis. Wershing was best known for her roles in television such as Bosch, Timeless, and 24. She most recently appeared in the second season of Star Trek Picard. Amazon will soon charge a fee for its grocery service.
Amazon Prime members will no longer get free delivery on some grocery orders starting next month. Amazon Fresh orders under $150 will no longer qualify for free delivery. Customers will be charged between $3.95 and $9.95, depending on the order size. That new policy set to start February 28th. I'm Corey Myers.
Avatar, The Way of Water, continues to dominate North American box offices. James Cameron's blockbuster earned another $16 million this weekend. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, pulled in $10.5 million. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.